How you doing, Bill?
Hey, John.
Jay Glazer yesterday had a report said that if you lose a playoff game, you and the Texans could have a mutual parting. What do you think about that?
I mean, I don't think about that. I just think about this team and concentrating on the Oakland game and how far we've come. I don't know where, you know, again, I don't address those things. I just talk about where we're at right now. I mean, I don't even know if that's even worthy of an answer.
Where are you today with the quarterback situation compared to yesterday?
Yeah, we gave the players a day off today, so I haven't even seen the quarterbacks today, so I'll have more on that for you tomorrow.
When it comes down to choosing a starter for this week, is it mostly just come down to Tom's health and if he passes the protocol?
No, I think there's a lot of different factors. You know, obviously health is part of it, no question about it, but there's a lot of different factors. You know, we moved the ball well. Brock did a nice job when he was in there, so there's a lot of different factors that go into it, Aaron.
Clowney told us last week about how much he wanted to play in that playoff game last year and how disappointed he was. Now he's getting to play in his first playoff game. He had a great game against the Raiders before. What do you want from him in this game?
To do what he's been doing all year. You know, he's played well all year for us. He's been disruptive in the running game. He's been disruptive in the passing game. He's played very hard for us. He's done a lot of different things for us along the front. So to do what he's done all year would be really good.
Does it make your preparations more difficult with their quarterback situation kind of being in question this week?
No.
Can you talk about some of the challenges they present?
The Oakland Raiders? Yeah. Oh, yeah. They, you know, offensively, look, they have a very big offensive line. They line up and they run the football. I mean, they have different types of schemes that they run, big back and Murray. You know, receivers are very, very good. Very good. You've got Crabtree and Amari Cooper, obviously. Got athletic tight ends. It's a big challenge for us defensively. They do a lot of different things offensively, and they're a very, very physical team on offense and on defense. Defensively, a lot of man coverage, a lot of match coverage, pressure, a lot of very fast athletic guys on defense. So that's something that's going to be very difficult to you know, obviously simulate and practice. Special teams, good returners, a lot of speed. So very athletic special teams units. It's going to be a big challenge for us. We're going to have to have a great week of practice and, you know, be ready to go on Saturday afternoon.
So what did Why you learn do you about Connor Cook during the process, just as you got to meet him some, combine, things like that?
Yeah, good player, tall, good arm strength, smart, won a lot of games in college, so he's a winner. I thought that, you know, I think we interviewed him at the combine, very bright kid. So, you know, obviously just from watching him the other day there, you know, he can run a pro offense. And, I think he's very capable of doing that. And I know Matt McGloin, and he's very capable of doing that too. So it's like I said to Christy, it's going to be a very, very challenging game.
Why do you think that Brock and Tom have had success this season when you've gone no huddle?
You know, Sarah, I don't know. I think it gets us into a better tempo. I think we're all big believers in no huddle. I think, you know, anytime you have a positive play on the first play of the drive, that's usually a good sign that drive is going to be a good drive and, you know, gets you into a no huddle mode. So I think the first play of the drive is important, the drive starter, so to speak. So I'm not sure the exact answer to that. I just know that, you know, we've been pretty good at that this year.
So do you look at what the first play of a drive is and then decide if you guys are going to do that the rest of the
week? Well, sometimes. You know, sometimes. Sometimes it's more predetermined, but it's hard. You know, if you throw a pass on the first play of the drive and it's incomplete, you're not into really a no-huddle mode because, you know, you're obviously the ball didn't move. So, you know, it's a little bit different when you don't have success on the first play of the drive, but, you know, it doesn't always depend on going no-huddle.
And what are other challenges of doing that, especially, I mean, on the road, is it harder because you can't hear as well?
Yeah, definitely challenges on the road, you know, as far as communication and things like that. It's a lot more challenging on the road. You know, easier at home because the crowd behaves for you when you're on offense. And so that's one of the big challenges. You know, the other challenge is just making sure that, you know, little things. Everybody's set. Everybody's getting the proper communication, the right signal, the right route, the right run, whatever it is, everybody being on the same page.
Does that take some – do you have to develop that during the season?
No question. I mean, I think you start working on that during OTAs, into training camp. It takes a lot of work, you know. And you know, look, we've worked hard at it, and it's been pretty productive for us. So we'll see. We're up there planning right now, you know, trying to get ahead on these guys a little bit, or at least get caught up on them for tomorrow's work. So, you know, we'll see how it is tomorrow.
You've invested heavily in the offense this year.
Yeah.
Several guys, and the offense really hasn't been clicking, right. It seems like. Has it lived up to your expectations? And if not, how do you fix that on a short week for the playoffs?
Yeah, no. I mean, obviously, no, it hasn't. We haven't coached good enough, haven't performed good enough on offense. Look in the mirror on that. We're going to work very hard to figure out what's the best way to move the ball against Oakland. But, what's happened, and this is a new week and a new season. And I know our guys will come in ready to go on tomorrow, and we'll have a good game plan for them.
How challenging has it been for you as an offensive coach to coach this offense and score so few touchdowns?
Yeah, coaching in the NFL is challenging, John. You know, it's just a very challenging thing, and some years are better than others. And, you know, this year, starting with me, could have done a better job. But, again, that's water under the bridge. This is a new season. This is the playoffs. And, I know our guys will be ready to go. They'll be very attentive in meetings, and they'll come out ready to go on Saturday.
Bill, as you looked at that game tape from yesterday, one of the things that Brock did a little bit better was get the ball to Hopkins.
Yeah.
Not only get it to him, but got it to him on the move a couple of times, which was very effective. What did you see in those plays, and what kind of clicked between those two?
Yeah, no, he did a good job. Brock did a good job of reading the coverage and getting him the ball. And, some of those, like you said, were catch-and-run type plays, and Hopkins did a nice job in the open field. You know, once you get him the ball, he's a very explosive player. So, it was good on both ends. Good catches, good routes, good reads. Good throws, so I thought both guys executed well.
Coach. Lamar Miller's had a couple weeks now to get his ankle right. How is he feeling, and how much of a shot in the arm could that give you to have your featured tailback back for the playoff game?
Yeah, no, he's. I think he's feeling better, Aaron, and I think it'll be great. You know, it'll be good to have him back. He's been a very productive player for us this year, so we're looking forward to getting him back.
One of the struggles you guys have had has been in the red zone. We've talked about it before, but when you're doing the no huddle, does it stop when you get into the red zone? It seems like that's when it slows back down. You go back to the normal pace. Is there a reasoning why you wouldn't continue the no huddle in the red zone? One of the things that I think of is when the defense with a shorter field, if the longer you wait, it might give them more of a chance to kind of guess at when the snap count is later, and they have a shorter field to work with. So I guess that's the question.
I think that tempo is important in a red area. Sometimes we did go tempo yesterday, and it didn't work. You know, it didn't work. Other times we huddled. The red zone has been an issue for us all year, and we need to keep working on it. You know, we need to keep working on it and have a good plan for Oakland. But there's definitely good points to what you're saying about going tempo in the red area, and we look to do that sometimes, and sometimes we don't. It's just kind of the nature of the game plan.
What have you taken away from last year when you were in the playoffs? You had the first game on the Saturday at home. What are some of the things that you learned from both the on the good end of things and on the bad end of things from last year with your first playoff experience?
Yeah, no, I would say that on the one thing that you learn is on a short week, you know, the schedule. You know, I thought it was important to give them today off and bring them in at noon tomorrow, start at noon with our meetings. So we'll go a little bit later tomorrow, but, that was one thing. You know, obviously probably Wednesday would be the big practice day. You know, those are things. And, you know, we did it similarly last year, but maybe not quite the same. And then, you know, like from the game, every year is different. There's a different opponent, different scheme that they run. We're a different team. I'm not sure how much you can compare the games themselves, but I think the preparation you can look at and see what you can do better.
You said earlier this year, 9-7, you don't want that to be the bar going forward. And obviously it's a new season now, you're focused on the playoffs. But is there a sense of frustration that it's the second straight year, 9-7, third straight year, 9-7?
Yeah, no, we want to be better than 9-7, Paul. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, you know, it's I think it's a league based on the rules and the way that the draft is set up in free agency. It's like what I always say, it's an 8-8 league. You know, now we've been a little bit better than that, but, you know, we're not aiming for 9-7, but we're AFC South champions. We've got a home playoff game, great opportunity for our fans and for our players especially to go out and play well and try to win a playoff game. It's going to be very difficult to do that, but, I'm glad for the opportunity.
Bill, how different are over here? How different are is your team and the Raiders team from the last time you guys faced each other? And do you do much differently in terms of game preparation?
You know, I don't know how much different. You know, we're just kind of diving in on these guys right now, and you know, there's some things that are different. Not to get into all the details, maybe schematically, maybe, you know, different players that they're using in different spots. We're different in the fact that, you know, we had before yesterday, you know, we had Tom Savage the previous two games. And then, you know, Brock went in there yesterday, did a nice job for us, you know, when he was in there. So maybe that's a little bit of a difference. But, you know, look, I think in the end, both teams are going to do what they do. You know, this is Oakland's a team that's, you know, big up front on both sides of the ball, athletic receivers, athletic linebackers, athletic core special teams players. So it's going to be a big challenge for us, you know, all the way around.
Does the quarterback who practices have to start, especially considering the short week?
Say that again, John.
Does the quarterback who practices have to start?
Yeah, no, I think it's important to get the reps in practice. Yeah, no question.
What about your defense? They've never finished number one here. They just finished number one. Talk about the key to the defense, helping you get where you've gotten.
Yeah, it's been the key, you know, to be able to play that type of defense, especially over the last 10, 11 weeks of the season, you know, has been key to helping us win. When we've struggled offensively, you know, the defense has really come up big for us, and you know, that's the strength of our team is our defense playing at that level, and it's helped us quite a bit to have a winning record and to be in the playoffs.
If Savage is still in the concussion protocol, can he clear that protocol and still be able to play before, you know, get the practice reps and play this Saturday on a short week?
Yeah, I don't know. That's why I'm going to, you know, that's one thing. That's a good question, and that's why I'm going to be able to tell you something more tomorrow. I haven't even really seen those guys today. I haven't even met with the doctors or trainers yet today, so I'll be able to tell you tomorrow.
Bill, just regardless of who goes for you, all of this under maybe an umbrella of matching the Raiders' physicality. You guys seem to really do that well the first time you played them, and your players seem to enjoy that kind of aspect of the game again.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you have to do when you play these guys. You know, there's no doubt that first time we played them, that was a really good football game. You know, they made more plays than we did. They, you know, they did a couple things that better than we did. But overall, it was a very physical game, and that's what you're going to expect from a Coach Del Rio-type team. You know, that's what they have, and that's what it's going to be on Saturday.